The Meow by Surendran Reddy. Dedicated to Florian Schiertz. 1. Nothing in the universe has any meaning. The universe is the epitome of randomness. Everything happens that could possibly happen. It is only a matter of time. Only the weak seek meaning in a random universe. If you adopt the meow, everything will be okay. Everything will be cool. Two. The meow. The meow existed before anything else came into being. At the center of the turning universe, there's only the sound. The sound is meow. The sound is now. The sound is meow. There is no past. There is no future. There is only the meow. The sound is now. The sound is meow. There is no past. There is no future. The sound is now. The sound is meow. There is no past. There is no future. There is only the now. There's only the meow. 4. Three. The sound is now. The sound is meow. There is no past. The sound is now. The sound is meow. There is no past. There is no future. There's only the now. There's only the meow. 4. Just do whatever you are doing. Just do it. Don't worry. Be happy. When you know that everything you do is wrong, there's nothing more to worry about. You are living the meow. Five. Insert dorky chapter from the fan man. 6. Six. If you take nature to be your role model, things will go badly for you. Is the quintessence of life eat and be eaten? Surely there must be a higher purpose. The meow is the higher purpose. If you take nature to be your role model, things will go badly for you. Is the quintessence of life eat and be eaten? Surely there must be a higher purpose. The meow is the higher purpose. Accept that we inhabit a random universe. Any meaning we may perceive is purely coincidental. 7. It is not possible to talk about the meow in any kind of language. For the meow defies conventional methods of communication. It is not possible to talk about the meow in any kind of language. For the meow defies conventional methods of communication. Do not try to understand the meow. Now go to sleep. Eight. Eight. If you are practicing music, think of something else. Don't think of the music you are playing. Think rather of something completely different, like food, for instance. Try to think of the food. If you are practicing music, think of something else. Don't think of the music you are playing. Think rather of something completely different, like food, for instance. Try to think of the food without any appetite whatsoever. Think of the food in exactly the same way as you would think of a nail or a screw. 9. Your body does not belong to you. If it is attractive, sexy, and male, it belongs to me. Please contact me at the number given below, and I will show you the purpose for which your body was made. 555 1 6. This is ridiculous. Your body does not belong to you. Your body does not belong to you. If it is attractive, sexy, and male, it belongs to me. Please contact me at the number given below, and I will show you the purpose for which your body was made. 555 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9. If it is a female body, discard it at the first available opportunity. It is useless, and you will find that it will be a burden to you and to others. This is the way of the meow. 10. Do not look back into the past. The things that happened to you did not happen to you. They happened to someone else. Do not look into the future, for you do not know who or what you will become. It is no use concentrating on the moment, on the present. For you cannot get a grip on it. It is continually evading you, slipping out of your grasp, just like a cake of soap you try to grab that has fallen into the bath. 11. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 und so weiter. 12. Man is not the highest form of creation. It is merely his arrogance that convinces him of this fallacy. Even the smallest ant is superior to him. We only need to think of the tragedy of Beslan in order to know the sad truth of this. Intelligence without compassion is just a deadly weapon, and nothing to be proud about. Personally, I think that dolphins are much more intelligent than man. The logical conclusion of the shame one feels about being a human being and feeling responsible for the atrocities that other members of the same species commit
for we are all responsible, is to commit suicide. Only the cowardly hold on to their feeble lives. 13. Je suis responsable pour ma rose. Saint-Exupéry, Le Petit Prince. 14. Is it possible to observe external phenomena objectively? Or is interpretation of the facts an inherent part of our human perception? Is the interpretation real, or is it just illusion? Do external objects exist in the real world, or only in our imaginations? Only the meow can answer these questions. You can gibber now if you want. 15. When people communicate with each other, but their inner dialogue remains secret, is real communication possible? Or are vocal sounds merely being meaninglessly exchanged from one person to another, enabling one to pass the time of day without an excess of boredom? When a cat goes meow, is this more or less meaningful? (clears throat) 15. When people communicate with each other, but their inner dialogue remains secret, is real communication possible? Or are vocal sounds merely being meaninglessly exchanged from one person to another, enabling one to pass the time of day without an excess of boredom? When a cat goes meow, is this more or less meaningful than when we exchange superficial observations about the weather and other trivialities such as, it's a nice day today, or what a nice hat you're wearing? 16. Do different types of living being have their own kinds of consciousness? Why should man's consciousness be superior to all others? What kind of consciousness does a tree have? Or a piece of cheese? Or a dish towel? 17. I think, therefore I am, Descartes, should be changed into I think, therefore I have pain ready. If you wish to have a relatively pain-free life, avoid all forms of thought altogether. If reading this text requires too much thought, avoid doing so. Simply allow your eyes to drift vaguely and aimlessly over the pages, or computer screen, as the case may be, enabling your subconscious mind to absorb the material in an entirely detached manner. If you are blind, this is even better. Dyeing your hair blonde can also help the process of eschewing thought. 18. Accept the way you are. Think of the Billy Joel song, I love you just the way you are. He was probably lying, but what of it? He still made a hell of a lot of money with that song. Accept the fact that you prefer loafing around doing nothing. Practicing non-doing sounds so much better than doing nothing. Accept the fact that you accept this. Gibt es einen schöneren Gesang als einen nächtlichen Regen? Ist irgendwas so heimlich und so selbstverständlich, so geheimnisvoll und schwatzhaft wie der Regen in der Nacht? Haben wir so abgestumpfte Ohren, dass wir nur auf Straßenbahn klingeln, Kanonendonner oder Symphoniekonzerte reagieren. vernehmen wir nicht mehr die Symphonien der tausend Tropfen, die bei der Nacht auf das Pflaster plauschen und rauschen, lüsten gegen Fenster und Dachziegel flüstern, die den Millionen Mücken Märchen auf die Blätter, unter denen sie verkrochen haben, leis dommeln und trommeln, uns durch die dünnen Sommerkleider auf die Schulter tropfen und klopfen oder mit winzigen Gongschlägen in dem Strom glücksen? Vernehmen wir nichts mehr als unser eigenes lautes Getür? Neither defend yourself nor attack others. By defending yourself, you almost validate your opponent's claims, or at the very least, accord them undue importance. By attacking, you place your opponent in the same embarrassing position. Refrain from giving advice. It is both tasteless and patronizing. What's more, in 99.9% of 100 cases, it is absolutely ineffective. By the same token, you would do well never to receive advice. If a person is insistent in giving advice, the best reply to have at hand is meow. If accosted by an advice-touting acquaintance, start to purr contentedly and allow your eyes to glaze over as if contemplating an intensely metaphysical problem with all your attention. This is the equivalent of hanging a Do Not Disturb sign on your hotel room door. Cultivating looks of total inner absorption can be extremely useful and an engaging hobby. Try out various possibilities in front of a mirror or your pet budgerigar. 22. So he finally made it, Arafat. I'm glad. It was getting more ridiculous than a plot for a UNESCO play. I calculated that in the week from to, he died and was resuscitated at least 25 times. It was sad that he never realized his dream. But I personally would opt for a piece of heaven any time over a bit of dry land, which in that area is mostly desert anyway. I would have thought that the Jews would have learned about the evil of racial persecution after the terrible iniquities they suffered during the Holocaust, but it seems they have learned nothing. But then, who does, anyway? 23. I refuse to take part in the glorification of war. The 31 different tenses in English. I walk, I am walking, I'm walking, I walked, I have walked, I had walked, I have been walking, I've been walking, I had been walking, I'd been walking, I will walk, I'll walk, I will have walked, I would walk, I would have walked, I could walk, I could have walked, I would have been walking, I do walk, I did walk, I've done walking, I must walk, I have to walk, I've got to walk, I'd walk, I should walk, I will be walking, I would be walking, I would have been walking, I shall be walking, I should be walking, So don't believe the rubbish you see in English language grammar books about three or four tenses. And this list is in any case by no means comprehensive. One of the greatest language abuses in existence is the concept of Wirtschaftsenglisch. 26. A short note on how to give up smoking the self-righteous way. Be sure to tell all your friends about your decision, particularly the ones who smoke, those who have already contracted lung cancer, and anyone you may know connected to an iron lung. Do this with a glib smile pasted on your face. If they happen to have just died of lung cancer, but are still lying there, waiting to be taken away, tell them anyway. It will make you feel better. The former oppression of women resulted in the movement known as feminism. The reaction against men, machismo, and persecution of the female species in general has now gone to the other extreme, where man is often now himself the victim. It is necessary to initiate a new movement in order to achieve a balance between the sexes. I firmly believe that men have no reason to be ashamed of their masculinity and to feel that they have to apologize for it. I propose the founding of a new movement which could be called manliism. 28. Do not engage in warfare. On no account be coerced in taking up weapons. There's absolutely no justification in taking up weapons against another man and injuring or killing him. Your government might mislead you into thinking that it's worth doing this for your country and your fellow man. But don't listen to them. Even the sufferings you may endure in prison for your pacifism will not be worse than the mental anguish you will endure knowing that you killed another human being, destroyed a life, and all that goes with that. For a life is always connected with many other lives. Could you live with the sufferings you inflict on the families of the dead soldier? Read Wilfred Owen's Strange Meeting. He expresses what I mean far better than I ever could. This is not to say that one should never fight. Fighting is necessary, and fighting can be fun. Fight together like two schoolboys, having fun, wrestling with each other, enjoying the physical contact, and their newfound adolescent strength, but giggling and laughing uproariously the whole time. More than that isn't necessary. If fighting isn't fun, it's just not worth it. And no one should be hurt. And there should be no spilling of precious blood. Weapons of mass destruction are an absurdity. Why should we have to protect ourselves from ourselves? You can kill a man with a pincushion if you use the right technique. Why the need for hydrogen bombs and satellite defense systems? We are all in the same boat together. We are all brothers. 29. color doesn't exist, or at least racial color doesn't exist. There is no black and white. I could go around the world collecting 200 people ranging in color from the whitest of whiteies to one as dark as the night, with every shade of color in between. I would then line them up from the lightest to the darkest, or from the darkest to the lightest, each person a subtle shade lighter than the one before him, or darker, depending from which side you start. Then I would ask ye, where does black begin and white end? Or where does white begin and black end? Do you not see that these are artificial divisions constructed by the racists who wish to keep us apart, who wish to keep us in eternal warfare in order to cash in on this with their own brand of ultra-capitalism, which they mask under the name of democracy? Do we divide cows in the same way, or horses, or sheep, or goats? But whole cultures have been exterminated owing to this spurious reasoning, this fallacious and evil ideology, people upon people, nation upon nation, countless innocent children. Exterminate the brutes, Sven Lindqvist. Yeah. And who's left? Don't be jealous. You can't own someone else's body. You don't even own your own body. If you really love someone and their body, wouldn't you be proud to share it with the other people you love? For is the body not like a work of art for which one can't take full responsibility oneself, even as the artist? How ridiculous it would be if only the artist would be allowed to enjoy his own creation, and no one else would be permitted to see it. When God creates beauty, he wants us all to enjoy it, for beauty can never be possessed. At the most, you can only have a timeshare in it. 31. Why do you belittle and degrade sex and hide it in the dark, seedy, secret parts of your town? Be proud of it, rejoice in it, share it with your friends, your colleagues, your children. It's practically the best we've got. Nothing to be ashamed of. How absurd! 32. Okay, you want to make nature your role model. Eat this. Poem for Hike. I wonder what music plants would make if we could hear them growing. Do they also bustle about with an explosion of energy when hormones rage through their stems in their adolescent years? Are they also cute and irresistible as baby buds in their vegetarious infancy? Certainly they bear their old age with solemn dignity and grace, but then they are used to dying regularly, each year with the coming of autumn and the cold dread of winter. Perhaps we too should practice more often. 33. I love the way in Germany they place your glass of wine just out of reach, with the handle, of course it's not even a proper wine glass, but a cup, in which civilized nations would perhaps normally serve tea, turned the other way round, to the left if you are right-handed, to the right if you are left-handed, and upside down if you're ambidextrous like me. In their meagre Spießigkeit, they can't resist making a symbolic statement about your alcoholism. Then they sit down and eat themselves, making it quite clear that you have overstayed your welcome, not that you were welcome in the first place, and no longer deserve to be served. These are the people who wish to rule the world. They love to rile you, that is their role. They think they rule the world, or at least they'd like to. They love to rile you. That is their role. They think they rule the world, or at least they'd like to. Repeat ad nauseam. 34. Worship Bush. Worship the one who oppresses you. Worship God. 35. On jealousy and possession. A flower doesn't say to a bee, "You've tasted my nectar, and now you belong to me. You can't try out any other flowers." 36. Nothing is as it seems. Everything is Maya. Everything is illusion. 37. If your relatives, including parents and siblings, are your curse and the bane of your life, get rid of them and make your own life. Blood is not thicker than water. Alcohol is thinner, and therefore more reliable than both. I promise that I will never worship money and make a god of it, for it is the root of all evil. 39. On cabbages and kings. Whether king or beggar, death's scythe cuts all down to the same size. 40. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world, but no one rules you, not even yourself. 41. Let your yearning for freedom guide your footsteps in the right direction as you set out on this great adventure we call life. 42. Emerson. To laugh often and much, to win the respect of intelligent people and the affection of children, to earn the appreciation of honest critics and endure the betrayal of false friends, to appreciate beauty, to find the best in others, to leave the world a bit better, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch. To know that even one life has breathed easier because you have lived. This is to have succeeded.